From the Arizona Daily Star and Tucson.com, this is the Wildcast.
With us on the Desert Diamond Casino Sportsline is a very special guest, and that is, I guess, now former Arizona defensive tackle P.J. Johnson. P.J., thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, P.J. Now, you made the big decision today. You announced on your Instagram page, you announced on your Twitter page, that you are going to the 2019 NFL Draft. First of all, I got to say congratulations to you on making this next step. But for you, why did you come up with this decision and why now?
My biggest driving force is my children. And as much as I love playing in Arizona, love playing college football, I knew what I was here for, and it was to ultimately get to the league and to get my degree. And since I got my degree and I had a good enough season that got me some type of NFL attention, as a family, when we talked about it, we thought about it. It took us over a month to really, like, accept the decision and make sure it was the right one. We decided it would be best for me when it comes to my children to leave now, and so I can make sure they're okay.
Mm-hmm. Now take us to when you met with your family. Who was there? Was Coach Sumlin there? Was any of the other coaches there? Did you guys kind of all get together and make this decision as a group?
With my family, it was just my family. Me and Coach Sumlin talked the most more than anybody, and we were just I was communicating with him what was going on in my life, and he was communicating me things that he's hearing and things he knows about the game and the business of the game since he's been in this game a very long time. And as a whole, Coach Sumlin was okay with whatever I felt was best for me, but he gave me as much information as I needed to make an educated decision. And with my family, we were, it was me, my parents, all my siblings, my children, and my children's mother, and we just sat down and thought about it, weighed our options, and we felt like this was the best decision.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's not like you leave Arizona empty-handed. You got your degree, you graduated, you had a successful year here in Tucson. When you look back on your lone year in the old Pueblo, what do you remember about it the most?
Grinding with my brothers, you know, becoming close with my teammates, and gaining lifelong brothers, because that was the best experience for me, is just meeting a group of guys that I became close to through hard work and experience. And I'd say probably gaining those brotherhoods was the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm. And when you were weighing your decision, who or what made you even think about coming back to Arizona, or did you always lean towards going to the NFL draft?
So initially, when I was in junior college, my mindset was, okay, I'm gonna grind. I'm gonna try to do what best I could. So if I had to leave in a year, I could, because I wasn't for sure if I would get that last year back anyway. So my mindset was more on leaving because I didn't know if I was gonna have the year back anyway, but. What made me want to say is the experience at Arizona. I love our fans. Like, these are the best fans ever, in my opinion, if you ask me. And my experience with the coaching staff, I really love playing for Coach Jonah and Coach Sumlin. And I love my teammates.
Did you have the phone on your order?
And the experience with my teammates and me liking the coaching staff and me feeling like we just were getting started was, like, really made me feel like I wanted to come back. But I just felt like at the end I had to do what was best for my children.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you do your homework? Did you talk to any scouts, or did you reach out to anybody on where you would fall in the draft at all?
Yeah, I did. I talked to a lot of people. That's why it took so long. I wanted to make sure I had a chance of getting drafted at all, or if I didn't have a chance to get drafted, I had a chance of getting picked up after the draft. I did a lot of research before I finally made my decision.
Okay. And when you talk to a lot of these scouts, or when you talk to people that have experience with the NFL, or when you just look at other, you know, teams that are currently in the NFL, are you looking for fit, or is there a specific style that you'd like to play once you get in the league?
I feel like I could play in any system, especially playing in Arizona. We really ran all different types of press, and I played at every position of the D-line. So that doesn't matter too much to me. If I had a choice, I'd rather be in a 4-3 and play the 3-tech position. I feel like that's my ultimate best fit, but I could play in any system.
Okay. And but this is a big deal. I mean, we've talked to you in the past about where you come from in Sacramento. When you talk, or has anybody reached out to you about your decision and you're just the community rallying behind you?
Yeah, I haven't. Since I posted it, nobody from the city has said anything. Oh, you should have stayed in. Everybody's like, we're all in.
Okay.
Like, a lot of people I know, especially like the neighborhood I grew up in, they're like, man, I couldn't do this, but I live through you. When I see you play, I post about it. I tell everybody at work, like, I know him. I grew up with him. He's making it. He's not just making it. I'm bringing the community with me. And that makes me feel a whole lot better inside, seriously.
Growing up in Sacramento, did you have a figure like that where you looked up to that really made it coming out of your community?
There was multiple people that made it. I don't know, not necessarily in sports, but I've seen them make it out of bad position and gotten better position, not even just becoming rich or anything, just staying out of trouble. So it was a lot of those. Most recently, the biggest one was Terrence Mitchell. He plays on the Browns. He went to my high school, and he went to Oregon. So, like, that's my biggest one right now that I looked up to the most, really. That's, like, more of a known person.
Mm-hmm. So since you grew up in Northern California, were you a Raiders fan or a San Francisco 49ers fan?
I'm really a Baltimore Ravens fan.
Okay.
Out of the Niners and the Raiders, I'll lean more to the Raiders.
Okay. And I don't know if you heard about this, but a local attorney here in Tucson actually reached out. He goes by the name of Ali Farhang. He reached out to the Oakland Raiders about possibly playing at Arizona Stadium in Tucson for the 2019 year before they go to Las Vegas. Did you get a chance to see that?
I seen it on Twitter earlier today, yeah.
Man, wouldn't that be something, though? What do you think about that?
I'd be upset because I'd be missing out.
real quick, but since we only have a couple minutes left here, what's your favorite story in your time here at Arizona?
Favorite exactly one story, let me think.
Like, is there a specific game or, like, off the field, you know, hanging out with your teammates, something that you will always remember that was just funny or something that was super memorable?
Dang, that's a good question. I think there's a couple, like, small little things. So, I'm really into, like, kids and the fans. And it was one day at practice in the spring. And I guess it was, like, a kid day where they got to watch our practice. And all the kids, like, ran up to me because they seen my grill. And they, like, took a bunch of pictures with me. And they asked me about my grill. So I think that was the best one, just being hands-on with the kids because I like kids so much.
So are you going to maintain the grill once you get in the NFL? You got to, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's for everything.
PJ, well, thank you so much for joining us. Always appreciate, you know, talking to you. And I know this is a big step for you. I know getting to the NFL isn't easy, but you put in the work, and it was awesome to see you blossom into this great player here at Arizona. Best of luck to you in the near future, and we'll be keeping an eye out for you. And, again, you always have a spot here on ESPN Tucson, PJ.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, PJ, thank you so much. Take care of yourself.
Thank you. You too.
PJ Johnson is one of the coolest dudes ever. Talking to him this year at Arizona, I remember every Tuesday media availability, they would always bring out players. And it would always be kind of like the same guys. And we always said, bring out PJ. Look at him. He's 6'4", and he's got a gold grill. He's this big teddy bear. Bring him out. TC, if I got you a grill, would you wear it daily on the show? I mean, you got to wear a grill almost every single day. I need a gold grill myself. But PJ Johnson, I think he's going to do wonders in the NFL if he finds the right team. He's got the body for it. He's 6'4", 335 pounds, and he made the transition from defensive tackle and also played a little bit of defensive end when Arizona had some injuries up front. And so I think with him adding a little bit of versatility to his game, I think it will make him ready for the NFL because he's already got the body, he's got the size for it, and adding that extra element alternating between defensive end, defensive tackle, I think will be a nice little addition to the arsenal for PJ Johnson heading into the NFL.